Have you heard about Sarah Blakely and her approach to failure? Blakely is the youngest self-made billionaire and founder of Spanx. Listen to what she said when asked about the secret to her success. Growing up, my father used to ask my brother and me what we had failed at during dinner, and he celebrated it. He'd be actually disappointed if I didn't have anything I failed at. I remember saying, "Dad, I tried this and I was horrible." And he would high-five me and say, "Congratulations, way to go." She goes on to explain how this unconventional practice reaffirmed her definition of failure. Celebrating failure, what a concept. What about celebrating everything else too? My observation is that generally we need more of it. If you find yourself in a slump, in a state of depression, paralyzed by fear or anxiety over your circumstances, your performance, or your future, or you are hard on yourself and others, chances are you have a vitamin C deficiency. And by that, I mean the practice of celebration.
Welcome to Just One Pivot, where a tiny shift in perspective can change everything. Whether you're feeling stuck or looking to accelerate your momentum, Just One Pivot brings a spark to jumpstart your next best move. Join Dr. Maria Keckler as she dives into inspiring stories, thought-provoking questions, and fascinating science that will help you pivot towards a life and work you love. Let's get started.
Celebration is a bridge we must build into every aspect of our personal and professional lives. If you lead a team, for example, it's your responsibility to ensure celebrations take place. Lack of celebration is a big problem for type A individuals who are very driven. And yes, I am raising my hand. We always look to the future for the next pursuit, the next project, the next rung in the ladder, constantly striving to achieve the next goal. We don't pause long enough to celebrate along the way, and this is a big problem. This is not good for us. This is not good for our mind, for our body, for our health. And this is a big problem among many of my mentees and even the leaders I have coached. They move from one achievement to the next without metabolizing their significance. I have also observed that imposter syndrome is a symptom of vitamin C deficiency or proper celebration. Let's see if this rings true for you. Think for a minute of some individuals who admire you, look at you in awe, and find tremendous inspiration from what you have overcome or accomplished. Think of a time when they expressed their admiration to you and went on and on with accolades. The way you handled that situation was truly amazing. How you persevered through that struggle, that inspired me. It's incredible how far you've come, how much you have overcome. Now, do you believe them? Or do you believe the voices in your head? You're really not that impressive. If people only knew how screwed up you are, if they only knew how undisciplined you are, if they could only see you like this. In his book, Hidden Potential, Adam Grant calls this messy dynamic the imposter syndrome paradox. Listen to what he has to say. Others believe in you. You don't believe in yourself, yet you believe yourself instead of them. If you doubt yourself, shouldn't you also doubt your low opinion of yourself? When multiple people believe in you, it may be time to believe them. But how do I believe them, you ask? Well, the short answer is that you can't believe them if you don't take the time to metabolize how far you've come, how much you have accomplished, how amazing you truly are. Simply put, celebration is what you need to metabolize all that you are. And celebration spells gratitude. Gratitude and celebration are how your soul metabolizes all that is wonderful and inspiring about you. Think about it. Every day, you push at least one giant boulder up a mountain. On any given day, you run a race in the middle of a storm with a broken leg, and yet you cross the finish line, even if you have to crawl on your hands and knees. You don't quit on yourself. You don't quit on your dreams. You don't quit on those who need you or depend on you. You have either built a business, a space where you care and provide for others. You have brought people together. You have championed a cause that makes a difference in the world. You have taken a risk. You have taken a leap of faith. You have failed, started over, failed again, and yet you are still here trying yet again. When you don't take the time to celebrate through gratitude, it's easy to become cynical, dissatisfied, and even depressed. It is not my idea, by the way. There's ample research now on the science of gratitude and how it affects performance, creativity, productivity, and overall wellness. According to some of that research, people who regularly practice gratitude by noticing and reflecting on the things they're grateful for experience more positive emotions. They feel more alive. They sleep better, express more compassion and kindness for others, and even have stronger immune systems. Consider the following famous people who have embraced the practice of gratitude and have experienced the profound benefits of this powerful form of celebration. Maya Angelou used to say, "Let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayers." Tony Robbins shared that when you are grateful, fear disappears and abundance in all its forms begins to appear. Lastly, consider Melody Beattie, the acclaimed author of Codependent No More, among other works. She began drinking at age 12, was an alcoholic by age 13, and a drug addict by 18. Her own struggles with addiction and codependency led her to discover the transformative power of gratitude. Beattie once noted, "Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." I see her words as the perfect example of what it means to metabolize all that we are and have overcome. Through the practice of celebration or gratitude, we can process our experiences, find peace in the present, and inspire hope for the future. In her journey, Beattie learned that gratitude is not just about acknowledging the good in our lives, but also about embracing our challenges and triumphs. By celebrating our accomplishments and the lessons learned from our struggles, we can cultivate a more profound sense of appreciation, fulfillment, and forward momentum in every area of our lives. Now, some people discover the power of celebrating failure early in life, like Sarah Blakely. She embraced this mindset and brought it to her company, encouraging her employees to try new things without fear. Blakely stood tall as a leader who inspired her team to focus on the bigger picture and to focus on innovating rather than fearing mistakes. Now, some people like Melody Beattie and perhaps many of us learned this lesson as we recover from life's blows. Sometimes we learn it and forget it. Yet we too can be the kind of leaders who model gratitude every day and celebrate successes and failures and are not ashamed to share them with others. In this week's newsletter, you can listen to Sarah Blakely share her own experience and find additional science-based resources to help you jumpstart forward momentum, no matter where you are today or what you are experiencing. For now, your pivot questions are, what can I celebrate right now and what am I grateful for? I challenge you to use them as you journal or perhaps as you walk in the morning. Your sentence may sound something like this. I am celebrating that, and then complete the sentence. I am grateful for, and you fill in the blank. And you don't have to stop at two. You can continue. You can go on for minutes. In fact, really, you could go on for hours. Now, my personal favorite is grounded in my own belief that God is working out everything for my good. So I start by saying, thank you for all that I have today. And I go on and on and on. And sometimes I start and 10 minutes later, I am going strong with newfound zeal and hope for tomorrow. Additionally, there are dozens of ways to incorporate more celebration into your life. A high five for a failure is definitely one of them. Years ago, I gave my mentees a challenge to go and fail 10 times as fast as they could. I call my favorite humans and celebrate with them. It's time that you metabolize all the wonderful things that others see in you. And if you have forgotten, go find one of them and ask them to repeat it back to you. Now it's your turn. Go and celebrate. We'll talk soon.